Hello, everybody. It is me, Julian. And you know where from. The Stoke Source Radio program. The Stoke Source Radio program. Thank you guys for tuning in. It is currently 8:14 p.m. on Monday evening in Australia. Precisely Sunshine Coast, Queensland. You know what I'm saying? It's good to, be here again. Last week, played an archive show, but I believe we still got a couple listens on the archive. So thank you to everyone who went back and listened to that archived episode, because it wasn't able to be aired during the 10 a.m. slot. Oh, 0:00 hours. I got a new interface last week. It's a Apogee Duet 2. I was previously using a PreSonus, a little audio box. And, you know, I can't really say to speak too badly of it, because it did me for a long time. It worked reasonably well. I've recorded all my music thus far on that, aside from keyboard, which is MIDI. But, the issue I had with it towards the end, which is the reason I got rid of it, was a gain problem. And every time I, put that gain up a little bit, it would basically clip, which was really, really, really frustrating, because when I did these shows and when I just recorded vocals in general, I'd have to have the input level so, so low so it wouldn't clip, and then I'd have to do a lot of post. I mean, not too much, but, a fair amount to get that level up. And it's just better for me to have a nice clean signal as soon as I plug in, instead of, having to muck around trying not to clip. And so, yeah, this Apogee, I think, is a good buy. I've heard some good things about it. A friend recommended it to me. And so this is what you're hearing right now, is a Shure SM7B plugged into a Duet Apogee Duet 2, that is. Well, in other news, in Stoke Source news, I went to the beach this afternoon because I was at home and I was like, well, I feel like going to the beach. And I did. It was a nice sunset and I enjoyed it. And I got some sushi afterwards to cure my appetite. We've got a couple of tracks today. Actually, we got more Stoke Source news before we get to the tracks. I'm sorry. I got a song mixed and mastered, and I'm very, very excited. I'm going to play it in a couple of weeks' time. And I'm very, very, very stoked with the sound that I came out. Mixing is one of those things. It's just like, I'm not good at it. And so I'd rather outsource it. And I will get better, but it's going to take time. And for now, I'm going to use other people's skills. And I think that's a good thing. It's a very 70s disco inspired. You might have heard me talk about Lazy Wax on the show before, which is a Australian duo who are really kind of doing that disco at the moment, but all instrumental, kind of like house, but it's not house, it's disco. And I've drawn a lot of inspiration for that song, and I'm very happy with how it turned out. And I'm happy because it's not, completely Lazy Wax. It's got a lot of my kind of style in it. I'm happy about that. It's mainly the drums that I'm like, I want the drums to sound like Lazy Wax. And they do. But yeah, I've got a couple more on the way. I'm waiting on album art. And I'm waiting on music video too, which a good friend of mine's going to come around tomorrow. We're going to talk it out. After the show, maybe he'll come and listen to the show. That'd be nice. On Thursday, you guys are going to be hearing from the Banana Republic, Rolly's show, which I'm very, very keen for. I think it's going to be good. It's going to be one of those things where it's like a document of life, not so much a big show. And it's just invaluable, I reckon. So I'm keen to see how it all unfolds and how it unfolds over time as well. Without further preamble, folks, let's get into some music. This track is from The Smiths. Some girls are bigger than others. I like that song, man. I think it's a really cool song. The Smiths. I've never actually listened to much of The Smiths. I've got to be honest. I mean, there's probably a song that I know if it was played. But that song is really the only one I've intentionally gone out to listen to. Man, I was watching a YouTube video yesterday of the keyboard player from The Doors. Who was it? Who played keyboard on Riders on the Storm? Bang, 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 bang. It was Ray Manzarek. And man, that guy is really cool. He's got a lot of character. You know, you get the people on the music channels that go, that break down the song and how it was all made, that are like, you know, they're just there to do the work and get out. But this guy, he just was enjoying himself and really took the time to just, he was treating the camera and I guess the people behind the lens, the people in the screens that are going to watch the film, he was treating them like friends. And that really translated to the people watching it, or at least it translated to me very well. You could just tell that guy was really genuine, and he was going through all the piano parts. He had a Rhodes there and he was just explaining how it all came together. And man, that's a cool song. I wasn't going to play it on today's show, but just talking about it, I think I'm going to play it. So here we go, Riders on the Storm by The Doors.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road. Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone. Riders on the storm. Thank you.
The next song we're going to play on the Stoke Source radio program is a song called Night Clubbing by Iggy Pop. And I've just learnt now that this album, The Idiot, was playing on Ian Curtis's record player the same night that he tragically took his life. It's a pretty intense fact right there. From Joy Division, I guess I should say. Because that they were Joy Division and then went to New Order after Ian Curtis passed away. And this next song is Night Clubbing. Something that occurred to me today while listening to this song is that it's not a disco dance song like that they'd play in the nightclubs, but it perfectly, perfectly captures what nightclubbing is. You know, it's a weird, creepy sound. You know, people are lurking on the streets and they're all intoxicated. It just perfectly, perfectly captures it, I think. Sleazy, you know, the whole club scene is sleazy and dirty and grimy. And it's not this fast paced, it's not a fast like dance song, but it's this, you know, slow to tempo, end of the night, 2 a.m, everyone scatters like rats on the street, you know. That's how I see it anyway. That's the kind of feeling I got. So here it is.
Like the nuclear bomb when we're
Yeah, like I said, I think it beautifully, beautifully captures what nightclubbing is like. I mean, I haven't been around the block many times, but I mean, I've probably been around half a time. I haven't seen much. I've been to a couple of them, but I could tell from my experience, that's kind of all I need, I think. It's fun, but I think I'd prefer, I don't know what I prefer, I don't know. I guess it's all about going to the right places. And those are hard to find sometimes. This next song is from the Pixies, and it's called Here Comes Your Man. You know what I'm saying? Skeggs did a cover of this. Skeggs is an Australian band from Byron Bay, and they've got pretty big, honestly. I've followed them since they were small, as a little kid, maybe 13. And now they're huge, and they do some really cool stuff. They got a sound, you know, they got a real Skeggsy sound, and that's exactly how I described it, because what is a skeg? I don't know, like a surfer, like a beach bum. You know, when I hear the Skeggs, I think of like this little skinny blonde kid with no shirt on, with a surfboard, I don't know, something like that. And they covered this song on Triple J, which is a radio station here in Australia. And they did a cool, actually what they did is they played I'm Waiting for the Man by the Velvet Underground for the first like intro, and then they transitioned into Here Comes Your Man. So it was kind of like this cool thing. But this is the original, the Pixies version. And I hope you enjoy it. This is Stoke Sauce Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Turns blue.
You know, I've been thinking, the more you watch something, the more you're going to watch it. It's like I sit down in front of the TV and I watch one scene of a movie if my parents are watching something or my sister, and I'm just watching it and I don't even know what the movie's about. I've just walked in like 45 minutes in. I have no idea what's going on. But I can sit there for like half an hour if I let myself. You know, you watch one scene, you watch the next scene. Oh, what's that guy doing? Oh, look at that lounge. It's a cool lounge. I like that. Yeah, it's cool. And it's like you just keep watching it. And, you know, the reason I'm saying this is because I mentioned on my last show that I lost my phone in the ocean. I mean, I got it back, but it was completely, completely broken. And I went for like 2 weeks without a phone and thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. But I got a phone back and I was like, I'll download Instagram. You know, I haven't been on in ages. I'll download it. And I mean, I'm good now. It's been 2 weeks. I can just limit myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm strong. And you download it. And then before you know it, you're back in the cycle, scrolling aimlessly for, I don't know, not hours, but a fair chunk of time that can be used doing a lot of other useful stuff. So I'm going to buy one of those phones I've talked about on the show, these tiny little phones that kind of have the screen of a Kindle, the grainy kind of screen. And they got a calculator, a phone, a text, and that's about it. Podcast as well. And they want to get music. And I'm like, dude, let's get Bandcamp, not Spotify. But we'll see. Guys, thank you for listening. Head over to stokesauce.com for more on some stories, I don't know, some music. Just check it out. I'll see you next week. And just remember, if Stokesauce isn't on your radio, is your radio really on? See you guys. Bye-bye.